Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, November 29th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. Wall Street Journal says Apple sent a proposal to Goldman Sachs to end its financial services partnership on products like the Apple credit card and savings accounts within the next 12 to 15 months. Apple is expected to partner with another financial company to keep those offerings available, but no word on what company that might be. Earlier in November, Goldman told employees it planned to end its other credit card partnership with GM as it pulls back from the consumer space. Wall Street Journal says that American Express and Synchrony Financial are possible new partners for Apple. AWS announced a chatbot service called Q for business customers. Amazon, which owns MGM, the makers of the Bond movies, named the character Q from the James Bond film. Q will connect to more than 40 enterprise systems, letting users ask it questions to query a company's data and, in some cases, modify code. It works with data stored in Microsoft 365, Dropbox, Salesforce, and Zendesk, as well as AWS's own S3. Q costs $20 per person per month, but some features are available in preview now for free. Amazon also updated its Echo Frames, a pair of glasses with a smart voice assistant built in. They're similar to Meta's smart Wayfarer glasses in that they have built-in speakers and a mic, but the Echo Frames don't have a camera. The new version of the Echo Frames have better speakers than previous versions, and battery life is claimed to rise to 6 hours. Frames start at $270 and come in five styles with a top price of $390. Unity Software announced it will cut 265 jobs. That's about 3.8% of its workforce. Layoffs come as a direct result of ending its agreement with Weta, the digital effects company. Unity will also close offices in 14 locations, including Berlin and Singapore, and revise its attendance policy as a result, so employees are no longer required to go 3 days a week into the office. Unity attempted to restructure its developer fees back in September, but backed off of that runtime fee plan after a backlash. CEO John Riccitiello retired from Unity in October, with former IBM president Jim Whitehurst taking over as interim CEO. Whitehurst indicated more changes are coming. Spotify and Apple have both released their year-end music products, Spotify Wrapped and Apple Music Replay. Both services offer personalized recaps of your most played artists and songs. Spotify Wrapped will include a description of what you stream, the town that best matches your music interests, and its AI DJ will incorporate your Wrapped stats into its commentary. Spotify's top artist of the year was Taylor Swift, followed by Bad Bunny, and the top podcast was The Joe Rogan Experience. Swift celebrated by releasing a fan-favorite vault track, You're Losing Me, on all streaming platforms. HTC released the Vive Ultimate Tracker, which extends motion tracking to things like your feet or any object you strap it to. It's the first external tracker with inside-out tracking, meaning it doesn't rely on external base stations. Costs you $200 and works with standalone HTC headsets, though support for SteamVR is planned for the future. Sports Illustrated had been using a company to produce some articles for its website that was caught creating bylines and author pictures with generative models. In other words, the authors didn't exist. Sports Illustrated has now deleted those articles and says it has ended its relationship with the company called Advon. Indonesia's Vice Minister of Trade, Jerry Sambuaga, says TikTok may partner with an Indonesian company to bring back the TikTok shop service there. Indonesia is one of TikTok's largest markets, but the government required it to end its e-commerce efforts for not following local guidelines requiring the separation of e-commerce and social media functions. Possible partners for TikTok in Indonesia include Tokopedia, Bukalapak, and CT Corp. XDA Developers notes that German blog Heist.de discovered that the new Microsoft Outlook requires users to sync email to Microsoft Cloud. Microsoft's support site says that's to enable features like mail search and other features, but it also means that emails are fetched in the cloud rather than from the desktop. And in fact, Heist could not detect any communication between the desktop Outlook client and the email server after setup, implying that it's all happening in Microsoft Cloud. It's unclear what privacy protections apply to cloud data in that case. Malicious actors are now widely exploiting a vulnerability in the open source file synchronization software OwnCloud. The developers of OwnCloud published a security bulletin on November 21st, so if you use it and you haven't already, they advise you follow their recommended mitigations immediately. Google says it has determined that some users' files have gone missing from Google Drive because of a problem in the Google Drive for Desktop app. Google says it'll have an update soon, but in the meantime, don't disconnect your account from that app, don't delete the app or move it, but do make a copy of it. Meta announced it will not accept or run new political, electoral, and social issue ads during the final week of the U.S. elections next year. It will also require political or social issue advertisers worldwide to disclose if any AI tools were used in an ad's creation. And finally, Google Registry just released a new top-level domain, .meme. You can register it early, right now, for an extra fee, or wait for the official launch on December 5th. And yes, Know Your Meme has already grabbed knowyour.meme. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.